brilliant Barnabas. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips on the character of Barnabas, one of my favourite characters of the New Testament, perhaps the most neglected of all New Testament characters in terms of preaching and teaching. And why is Barnabas important for us as we think about our preaching and teaching here? It's because of what it says in Acts chapter 14, verse 1. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. Jews and Greeks. Barnabas effective in to people from different cultures and different religious backgrounds. Effective in Jerusalem and Cyprus and Antioch and various other places. An amazing character. And in a lot of these recordings I do, I focus on practical things and techniques for how to be a better speaker, and that's useful. But in this series, we're going to focus on character and spirituality and why that made him so effective as a preacher and teacher. Why does it say that in Acts chapter 14, that he spoke so effectively? Not just Paul, but Barnabas as well. What made him effective? And I think it's what made him so effective was his character and his spirituality. We're going to look at that now as we take one episode each week to go through from Acts 4 to Acts 15 and a bit beyond. So join me as we explore brilliant Barnabas. We're moving on now to the end of chapter 12 and the beginning of chapter 13. Let's have a look at the context. So Paul and Barnabas, or Saul and Barnabas, have been in Jerusalem and Judea delivering the gift of money to help the famine-stricken Christians that has been donated to them from Antioch. And it says at the end of chapter 12, when they'd finished their mission, they returned from Jerusalem, so going back to Antioch, taking with them John, also called Mark. Now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who'd been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. What do we learn here about the character and the spirituality of Barnabas? Well, several things I would suggest. There's so much we can learn about Barnabas. It's amazing. A few things. Firstly, his humility. He's been willing to be sent to Jerusalem. He now goes back and he's willing to be sent on again. He's someone who's not wanting to just settle down and be comfortable. If he needs to go to Jerusalem, he'll go to Jerusalem. He goes back to Antioch. If he needs to go from Antioch somewhere else, he will go. There's a humility characterized by obedience, in this case, obedience to the Holy Spirit. And that's something that makes us an effective preacher and teacher, doesn't it? If we're obedient to the Spirit, if that's our heart and our attitude and the way we live, it's going to make us much more effective as preachers and teachers. And that's what we see there. We see that he enjoys worshipping while they are worshipping the Lord and fasting. Whatever that precise nature was of that worship, he's part of it. And he's not above it. He is named first in amongst the prophets and teachers, which seems to indicate his preeminence. There he is at the head of everything. It's all going well. But he fasts. He fasts and prays when it's going well, not just when it's not going well. I think this is important also. His dependence upon God was something that wasn't about good times, bad times. It was a character thing. It was a spiritual conviction. I want to be worshipping. I want to be fasting. That challenges me. I tend to fast and pray more when things are going well, things are difficult. But for Barnabas, it seems to be more like a common lifestyle thing. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit says, "Send them off, Barnabas and Saul." And so, of course, we know ultimately off they go. I like his spirit here, that he's willing to go wherever the Spirit may send. This is a great attitude to have. And I'm sure that made him a better preacher and teacher, and it makes us better preachers and teachers when we're willing to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. So what stands out to you from this passage, from this example, what inspires you from the character and the spirituality of Barnabas, and perhaps what challenges you? I'd love to know. We learn so much from brilliant Barnabas. So what do you think about today's passage, what we've learned today about Barnabas? I would love to know your thoughts. So please leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who would benefit from this recording, please pass it on to them. And if you could do me a favor, hit the subscribe button, the like button in YouTube, or leave a review in iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from, I'd appreciate that because it increases the visibility of these recordings. And I do hope that you are inspired by Barnabas and that you, by adopting some of his character and spirituality, that it'll help you to be as effective as he was in teaching all kinds of people. Until the next time, have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.